This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now, we've got the Johns in today. Just realized that. I was about to say your name. The Johns. Dr. John Ehrman.
Morning.
Good morning. Joining us with VIP Care, bringing you better health care, healthy health care.
Amen.
Amen. And of course, John Wagner with Community Insurance Partners. We have annual enrollment happening
right now.
I've noticed a lot of people talking about on Facebook, which is funny. We just put all of our stuff out on Facebook.
And it's too much.
Way too much. Probably. Yeah. I try to stay off of it as much as possible. But
Photos and all.
What is it?
Photos and all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of photos, but, you know, Yes, I know what you're saying. It used to be photos of food, and now it's like, what are you telling us? I didn't care that your kid was potty trained like that. A lot of people are swapping just kind of advice with their insurance on Facebook. Did you really use this one? And how about, do you get this health coverage? And who's your insurance company? And what do you go with? And I'm like, man, we put all of our stuff, and people are just giving away their information. Like, I have this insurance company and I like this. It just blows my mind. I guess maybe, you know, I'm more of a private person than I thought.
It is scary though, because a lot of people will make a decision on their healthcare coverage based on what their next door neighbor or what their friend has. And everybody is unique and different, especially in the senior population. Everyone has different medications that they're on, have different physicians that they see. That's why it's very important you speak with a local independent agent like us, so you can make sure that you're actually getting the plan that best fits your individual unique needs. A lot of times, you know, people don't think about it, but you can have a husband and a wife that can be on two totally different plans on the Medicare side from Medicare Advantage plans just because of the different variances or variables in their healthcare dynamic. You could have, you know, one of them is very healthy and not on a lot of medications, and another one that's, you know, very sick and taking 20 different medications, and they both need different types of plans to address those types of issues.
Absolutely. I see that a lot. And in fact, what you said, I hear more folks talking about, hey, I have this insurance because my neighbor or my friend has it, and they said it's really good, but haven't talked to an independent broker. So again, here's our plug yet again to speak to a broker. It's, you know, it's that time of year. And just because you're happy with a plan now doesn't mean they haven't made some changes, and it's a great idea to find out what those changes are and what the new benefits are, the changes that may have happened to your current plan. So
absolutely. You got till December the 7th for the annual election period. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're on Medicare, or you take care of someone, you're a caregiver, adult caregiver of someone on Medicare, December 7th is the deadline. So give us a call, 850-493-6087. We'd love to help you.
Okay, excellent. And if you'd like to ask a question right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Happy Monday to you. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or to call. I kind of want to, we can get back into the insurance world too, but we all kind of were around the building and nobody was sick. We're just all kind of sniffling. It's allergy season again.
Well, that's rare.
Is it rare here in Northwest Florida, where it seems like everything takes turns? They're like, okay, you're it for bloom and go. You do it. You get them today. And we're all like sniffling.
Yes.
So let's talk about maybe some allergy remedies, because at first I thought it was me and I was allergic to my new sofa, which I'm not even joking. I actually thought I was allergic to my new sofa, and John's laughing. John Wagner's laughing at me, but I don't know. I was like, I can't be allergic to my dog out of nowhere, but
you'd be surprised.
Don't say it.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to avoid your dog, but one of the best things to do, go in, chat with your primary care doc. There are simple labs that we can order to determine what you're producing antibodies to, and that'll give us a clue as to what may be causing your allergy symptoms. You know, if you think you're allergic to one thing and you're pretty set on that, again, we can check some antibodies and see. And a lot of times that doesn't tend to be the case, but finding out what you're allergic to is great, because you know you really need to avoid that, or at least pre-medicate. And if it's a pet, you know, a lot of us, you know, pets are our family members, so we're never going to, you know, get rid of them, but it may give you a clue into, you know, how to prevent those symptoms, or at least treat. Remedies, though. So antihistamines are always great, but as we get older, we have some pretty bad reactions to antihistamines. So always make sure you go in and chat with your doc. There are different types of antihistamine. Of course, there's Benadryl, and that makes you pretty sleepy, but some of the second generation antihistamines don't do that. So we're talking about Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin, but they all have that potential. But before you start taking those things, again, chat with your doc. Make sure that the medications you're taking are not going to interact with anything that you may be starting that is over the counter. Another good safe remedy, there's nasal saline. Keep that on hand. And then sinus rinse kits, they run about $10 in the drugstore. Don't use that with tap water. Make sure you use boiled water that's, you know, cooled to room temperature, or bottled water. And you know, that's recommended by a lot of ear, nose, and throat docs out there, and you can use that every day, and it's pretty safe. And when you mix it in that saline solution, you'd be surprised. You don't even know that you're snorting water up your nose. You know, we all see those commercials, those machines where it shoots in one side and comes out the other. You don't need a machine to do that. The bottle does it. It costs about $10. That's a great remedy. And then from the homeopathic or natural standpoint, stinging nettle can sometimes relieve some of those symptoms. And all of us remember, maybe some of us remember rolling down a hill as a kid or getting into nettles. It's actually that kind of nettle, and we put it in a capsule and you eat it. So I don't recommend eating it any other ways because it tastes really gross. Or
like not
so
making
I've heard.
A salad out of it.
Right. Yeah, don't do that. but, you know, that's a more natural remedy.
Nettles and croutons.
There we go.
Nettles and croutons.
A little spicy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it would be with all those little, you know, the thorns that are on.
I'm sure you could definitely add a little kick, a little fun to your salad on a Monday afternoon. I'm not going to lie. Mm. But I like all those remedies. And, hey, if you're just tuning in, you might have noticed that things are blooming, changing. I'm a little stuffy. I think I sound cute. But... gotta keep Dr. Ehrman on his toes over here. He was trying to grunt through this. We're not letting him.
Not enough caffeine yet. Ugh.
Exactly. Well, we'll get you some after this. But if you're experiencing anything with allergies, I wanted to go back to this real quick because you mentioned there was a test that could be done, kind of like an outpatient test. Is that the needle one where they do those spots all over your back and they figure out like that you're allergic to like pine nuts?
No, there are some primary care offices that may do that, but I'm talking about labs that you'd go to LabQuest or LabCorp for, or you know, some of the clinics draw in-house. But it's a blood test.
Oh.
So, and we can do multiple antibody profiles off of a couple of tubes of blood.
So. Really?
Do you see a lot of people that are allergic to their couch? That's kind of
it's crazy. So a lot of the allergies that are out there, especially if they aren't seasonal, it's mold. And what grows on fabrics? Oh. Mold. And then what hides in, you know, beds and furniture? Dust mites. And, you know, they live kind of deep in the cushions, and then they come out at night, especially on our beds, and then they start eating your skin cells, and then they kind of go back down in there, and they produce some pretty gross stuff.
Oh, my word.
So,
that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
that literally sounds like a horror movie.
So,
and that is not my house. I'm very clean.
What? So... Yes. Even if you are very clean, they can live there.
I know.
It's a matter of time.
And it seems like everything just breeds here because it's so moist and humid.
Very humid.
And so it just kind of is something that happens. And so I don't know what it was, but there's something in the air and I keep like bothering with my nose over here. And so I like the idea of finding out what you're actually allergic to. And I know that even as you get older, you can still form new allergies.
Absolutely.
And so it's better to find out, is that something that's usually covered by insurance?
It all comes down to coding, quite honestly. But yeah, we can figure out a way to get it covered.
It all comes down to coding. Mm. What does that mean?
Oh, we didn't know. So.
opened
up
coding. There we go. It's 9:14.
Yes,
we've got time.
Yes. we'll need next Monday too. But so that's the coding is the way we communicate to insurance companies and HMOs and whatnot. What the diagnosis is and how we determine acuity and convey what the needs are to an insurance plan. Because we, you know, medicine is a foreign language, and it takes years and years to learn the 70,000, 100,000 new terms in there. And, you know, one of the best ways to communicate that, really the only way to communicate that, is through coding. So these are the codes that we put in for the diagnoses when we complete our notes, and that's what gets transmitted to insurance. So they go, okay, that means this, and that means that they may need this, 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 and this. So that's what coding is.
Yeah, so you have CPT and you have diagnosis. So CPT is what they did to you, and diagnosis is why they did it.
What does CPT stand for?
You brought it up.
I forgot the C. I know it's procedural terminology, but I forgot the C.
Okay.
CPT. Clinical procedural terminology, maybe?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Let's go
I can't
with
remember
that.
The C. Clinical procedural terminology.
I could just Google it because I have it at my fingertips.
What they did to you, like if they filed a code for an x-ray, then the x-ray is what they did to you, like a chest x-ray or x-ray of the wrist. Yeah. And 1234.x73 would be the diagnosis code, which was, you know, pulmonary.
Lungs. Ugh, it's Monday. Yeah, we can just say lungs.
Yeah. What they did and why they did it.
Okay. Hey, that's very interesting. I like learning these things. Okay, so instead of like actually having to write it out in like a full descriptive paragraph.
We do that too.
They have to do both.
Have to do both? Oh, okay. Why not? I mean, you might as well if you're, you know, going to be there. Just do it all.
one tells the story of what's going on with the person, you know, and what our plans are and how we communicate to others that may be reading that. And again, those codes really are for insurance purposes, again, to communicate quickly to them because they don't have time to read an entire note. Okay, this is the diagnosis, and this is what we did, and this is probably what we need reimbursement for. So.
And then once the claims hit the insurance carriers, most of them are automated, so you know, they take a look at the diagnosis code. Is it a covered diagnosis? And then the actual code itself, what they did, is that something that's covered? And then if it is covered, then it kicks over to another part of the automation, and you know, whatever the insurance company's contracted reimbursement rate is for that particular code, it kicks that out and does its adjustments and sends everything back in the payment form to the physician's office. And then the beneficiary, whoever is on the insurance, gets generally from their insurance company a copy of everything that got billed, and it's, you know, there's all kinds of fine print in there. It's always very important to take a look at what's being billed. There's a lot of fraud out there, so you should always be looking at the bills that are coming in, the explanation of payment or explanation of benefits that are coming through, to make sure that, you know, someone out there isn't using your insurance card.
Especially
that happens a lot
when you go to the emergency room or get hospitalized. Look at those itemized reports and make sure. There's a lot of places. Again, it's very complex, and some of it I'm sure out there is intentional, but there's a lot that it's just error because it is so complex.
Yeah, the hospital bills can be crazy when you start looking at all the different lines of detail.
It can be overwhelming.
It is.
In fact, I had a hospital trip. It was lovely. And when we finally got the bill, it was just like right shy of our deductible. It was one of those like really kind of moments. But yes, everything was itemized. And I literally sat with my computer and started Googling and going back with the person who was with me because they was pretty much unconscious. And so I had went back through everything and was like, did they do this? Did they use this? Why am I being charged $150 for cotton balls? Like little things like that. And so, okay, so if you're looking at a bill and let's say, I mean, right now whether somebody goes in because they fell and have like a, you know, gash in their forehead, they need stitches. Or if somebody goes to the hospital and they have COVID and they're there for 4 to 7 days or however long, how do they look at a bill and actually like decipher, this is what I was getting, you know, treatment for and this is what they used versus, oh, this is just like a something they always put in there because you walked into the hospital, like, you know, the bracelet, that's $75, buddy, you owe us. No. I'm trying to be funny and be nice.
You're being funny, but it actually is true. You really,
really
need to pay attention to that stuff.
You do.
Yep,
okay,
absolutely.
So how do you tell when you look at it? Is there like, or I mean, couldn't you also tell if somebody was using your card and you get a bill to your house and it was like, on Sunday while you were at church, you came in because you fell while you were drunk and hit your face. You know, like, what did they notice?
So the first question was, how do you know? You can always call the provider, whether it be a hospital or a physician, and ask for an itemized bill or an itemized statement, and they should be able to provide that to you. On the other side, as far as, you know, you would think you would know someone using your information. You know, a lot of people, when the bills come in the mail, just don't even look at them. They just rip them up and throw them away. You know, a lot of people just don't look. So it's very important to open up the mail and take a look at those bills and say, hey, you know, look at the date of service. That's the easy way. Look at the date of service. It's just a doctor that I went and saw, you know, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever, was I with Dr. Wagner, you know, for an office visit and, you know, a prescription. And okay. If you weren't, then you need to call your insurance company and let them know.
Very
it happens.
Good.
Let me just say real quick, probably not a good idea to schedule an appointment with your doc for that question, because I will tell you, you know, a lot of times, and this is me joking, but we just wave our magic doctor wands and kind of make stuff happen as far as the coding goes. But in terms of understanding that, that's why you're here, because I don't even understand all of that stuff. So, you know, and I figure if it's confusing to me as a doc, it's 10 times so for patients. So absolutely make sure you go through with it. But make sure you get to the right person with those questions.
Absolutely.
Too. So,
okay. So if you have a question, reach out to your insurance agent, your insurance company with those questions, and ask to speak to somebody directly, not just like a call center person.
Correct.
Okay. And is it better, if somebody had a question, could they go through Community Insurance Partners to ask those different questions?
Absolutely. Mavis, if you've got questions about, you know, things that are going on, we can definitely try to help. Obviously there's things like, you know, PHI, personal health information. You know, if it's not one of our current clients, I'll be a little bit limited as to what we can do. But we'd love to help anyone that's out there that's struggling or has questions about the insurance field, especially on the Medicare side. It's kind of where we focus. We are starting to do some of the Affordable Care Act stuff as well. We've been doing it for a couple of years. And there's some new opportunities in the state of Florida now, too, that we've got opportunity to help some people. So, yeah, we'd love to help anybody out. And it's very, like Dr. Ehrman said, it's very confusing. There's a lot of stuff out there that people just don't understand. Kind of reminds me of, you know, back in the 80s when, you know, you could walk into just about any house in the country and they had a VCR. A lot of people might not know what a VCR is, but there was these things called VCRs. And almost everybody's was blinking 12, right?
Right.
It was blinking 12 o'clock because no one knew how to set the time on the stupid VCR. It's kind of the same thing with insurance. If you're not in it, you just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in doing this as long as I have, I've always found it quite interesting that people in the medical field, on the physician side, the hospital side, don't understand it as well as mm-hmm. you would think that they would. So that's always been quite entertaining. Yeah. But
absolutely,
you know, it's all about partnerships and education and helping people. So
yeah, it is. It's all team-based medicine now. There is no one person that can do everything for you. You know, we can't function. You know, primary care docs just cannot know everything or do everything for you. So we have great teams that surround us these days. So
okay, excellent. Yeah, go ahead.
So talking about hospitalizations real quickly, I don't know if you've talked about on the show Holiday Heart recently or if anybody knows what that is.
I don't think – have we talked about that, John? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So we're going into the holiday season, and as we get older, the heart or the pump starts not to work as well. You know, and especially so if you have a history of heart disease or a history of lung disease, or even if you don't, a lot of folks have heart attacks or have damage to their heart or lungs and they don't even know it. So we see a whole lot of hospitalizations this time of year because we have Thanksgiving and we have Christmas and everything in between and right after that. And there's a whole lot of sodium in that food. So sodium and salt cause us to retain fluid. And those of us who have failing hearts, they get overloaded pretty quickly. And then we get really short of breath. And that can lead to some pretty serious complications and sometimes death. So going into this holiday season, make sure that if you know that you have congestive heart failure or you know that you have COPD or some other form of heart disease, it's just a reminder to go real easy on the salt and look at the foods that you're eating and try not to go overboard. One of the best ways to track that is track your weight every day through the holiday season, through November, through December, and then, you know, the beginning of January too, or any time that you plan on eating a lot of food or just celebrating. Sometimes we just forget. So make sure that you're not gaining too much weight. You start gaining 3 pounds a day and, you know, or after a salty meal the night before, make sure that you give a shout to your primary care doc and go in and get seen. You should not be gaining a lot of weight, or especially if your ankles start to swell or you get short of breath, give us a call. You know, again, at VIP Care, we'd be happy to talk to you, 850-517-4646. But, you know, if you're having those issues, please give your primary care doc a call. Avoid the sodium.
Okay, actually, so I have a question. If you have a question, we still have some time left. Dr. John Ehrman is here with John Wagner. They have partnered up with VIP Care and Community Insurance Partners here on the Pensacola Expert Panel to bring you better health care. And if you have a question today, you know, they can't diagnose you over the phone, of course, with VIP Care, but you can also call. We'll give that number again, but you can text in questions, 850-437-1620. I have a sensitivity to sodium, and we have somebody in our family who does too. And so I started researching, you know, low sodium diets and how to replace salt. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was recommended for my family member was to replace the salt with something called Mr. Dash. There you go. I knew it was something. But yes, Mr. Dash. And then also,
so there's a Mr. Dash and a Mrs. Dash.
Is there?
I don't know.
I thought it was Mrs. Dash.
I thought there was a Mrs. Dash.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I have it wrong. Dash.
I don't know. It's just the Dash family.
There we go. Well, it's the Dash family.
Yes. But I saw another thing because I didn't really like the flavor of that mixture, whatever they put in there. But you can actually replace your salt with lemon juice, like pure lemon juice. You can get a bottle of it. You can use an actual lemon. You can zest a lemon. If you're not a fan of lemon, you can use lime. But instead of using salt and pepper, you can use like a lemon and pepper, just a smidge, or apple cider vinegar to add a little bit. Mm-hmm. That one is a little
stout.
Yeah. Stout. That's such a good word for it. But there,
that's a good word.
There,
yeah.
Yes. But my point is there are alternatives, so people Absolutely. Can still enjoy their Thanksgiving meal in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There are lots of alternatives out there. So yeah, the Dash family. There are a whole bunch of products beyond that, though. You know, a quick Google search will give you a whole number of those. There's even, you know, you got to be careful when you use it because the flavor is pretty robust. I won't use stout again, but nutritional yeast is one. You can use that as a cheese substitute. Just be careful about how you mix it, and for goodness sake, don't open it and eat it by the teaspoon.
People
You'll
do that,
it.
Though.
I know
Why
they
do. They
do
well, that?
And they may like it. Just I'm warning you, if you do it for the first time, if you've never had it, just you know, there's a whole lot of flavor.
It is potent.
In that, but it's very
is
potent
and pungent but all at the same time.
It's very healthy too, so that's an alternative.
What's the health benefit of nutritional yeast?
Well, it's a substitute typically for things like cheese or salt and things like that. So if you're replacing those things, it's probably not a bad thing.
I mean, have you had it, John?
I have not, and I don't really want to give up cheese.
I know you don't. You're my foodie over there. But I will say I went to a restaurant one time. It must have been up north somewhere in some bigger city. And we went to like a vegan restaurant and they were serving just nutritional yeast. Like they instead of bread, they brought it over and like put it on the table. And I'm just like, what is this? Like I thought it was butter actually when I first looked at it because it kind of looks like it and it's a little stringy. And then I thought, yes, it was cheese. But did not taste like butter, nor did it taste like cheese.
Yes, yeah, it can be interesting. And you do, unfortunately, sometimes have to use your imagination a little bit. But if you're looking for substitutes, if you're limited, that's one. And then, from what I understand, I've never tried it, but there are some almond spreads that mimic cheese that are supposed to be really good, too. So, if you're trying to reduce calories through the holidays, reduce sodium, there are lots of... there are lots of alternatives that are out there. Just do a quick search and try it out. That's another thing, too, real quickly. So going into the holiday season, I mean, there are a lot of folks out there that may not have enough food or may not be able to afford it or know somebody that is limited on that and can't really afford to help them out. There are a ton of food banks in the area that distribute free food. I did a quick Google search before I got in here. There were at least 20 that popped right up on my phone. So if you feel like you're running short on food or you need some help with that, don't be afraid to give them a call or give us a call and we'll point you in the right direction. Most of the churches have programs like that. So, don't be afraid to give them a call. You know, that's why it's out there. And if we have 20 sites, there's a lot of food to be given away. So if you need food, reach out, please.
I love that.
You know, if you're not listening to this show every Monday morning, you're missing a lot. We've gone from couch allergies to medical coding to string yeast.
Yes.
In 30 minutes.
In less than 30 minutes.
That's quite impressive.
I know, and we're wrapping up our time together. So real quick, before we wind down, we want to remind everyone that this will be podcasted. So if you go to newsradio923.com, look for podcasts. You can listen over to this. Reach out to people. Let your family know whether you need food or also if you are changing your diet. Speak up for yourself, too. If not, pack your lunchbox like I do. Anyways, what's the number to call to reach out to VIP Care?
850-517-4646. If you want to be able to get into your doc same day, give us a call. We have same day appointments.
Very good. And for community insurance partners to take advantage of annual enrollment right now, John?
850-493-6087. We'd love to help you.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. It's been a blast. People are texting in. They like nutritional yeast, so good for them. They can continue to enjoy that and be healthier than us, okay?
I have it at home, too.
So. Okay, then. It's just you and me, John Wagner.